and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. Day
237.
How we all doing, Jonathan? Yes, good to know you were wide awake and got in first, Jonathan. Good morning, Paul.
He was number one last night. Number one to go to sleep.
He was the first one out, I'll give him that. What did I tell you she would do?
Yes.
Little madam's wandered in, cheeky look on her face. I know you're about to broadcast. Give me food.
Yeah.
Give me food.
In her defence, she has been for a walk.
In her defence? You went out in all the fireworks. And you're going to tell them what you did?
And she watched the fireworks.
Didn't want to come in. Wanted to stand outside and watch the fireworks. You were most annoyed, weren't you? Well, let Daddy give me the box.
Right.
And we'll see what we can find. We'll put it to a vote. That they will decide what treats you get. How do you fancy that? She's looking a little bit dubious at that.
Kim's been making applesauce. Very nice, Kim.
I'm sure she'd like some of that. Who else we got anyway? Just said hello to Kim. Jonathan says he was doing so well. Last thing he remembers was the start of the video app. At least you caught up. Let you off. Hello, Simon.
Is the applesauce for dessert? Or is the applesauce
with
main course?
Yeah, it could be.
We have it with pork, don't we?
We have it with pork in the UK. Right, we've got ranchos. Who thinks the little girl should have some ranchos? What else have we... Oh, you've got a bit nearer now, have you? Right, what else have we got? Oh, we've got dentist sticks. She does like a dentist stick. What's that? We've got one rodeo stick left.
There's plenty of those downstairs.
What's a rancho? It's like beef jerky, isn't it, Mike? Is it chicken or is it beef? It's beef. Mike will find one and show you.
It's not Rancho Steakhouse in Liverpool.
No, it's not.
Rancho.
Let's put the schmackos
dog treats.
Right, I'm thinking that you might look out here, girl. Don't eat cheese off the floor. There was no cheese. You already had it.
There you go. There's ranchos. Put the link in at Pets at Home.
Oh, goes with main course. I don't tend to mix sweet and sour. I must admit. That could just be me, though. So when you have pork, I don't put applesauce with it.
No.
No. Applesauce is for dessert. Right. So what should we start with? Should we start with some ranchos?
Start with some ranchos.
Right, because I let you have a rancho before you went out. Keep your strength up.
If you go to that page, it says, other pet owners also liked Jumbo's dentist sticks. I think you'll find it's the pets that like them, not the owners.
Well, right, let's get these. See, Jonathan says they look nice. So, yes, you could have some of those.
Yes, they go well with applesauce.
You could have some of those.
They'd go well with your sweet potato fries.
Right, should we give that to Daddy? I wish you could see her face.
She follows the treat as it gets passed from Elaine to me.
Yes.
Meow. Little head on a ratchet.
What are you like, you spoilt girl? Eh? Oh, yes, but I need to keep my strength up.
Apart from the fact that the little football that we were playing with...
Oh dear.
Got rolled under Elaine's car.
Can I tell them what I said?
Yes.
Has Lola eaten that many treats she can't get underneath to get it out? And Mike said yes.
And what did you then say?
Have you eaten so many treats you can't get underneath
yet?
Did you get it out?
No, not yet.
Oh dear.
It's
not good enough, this. Right, so she's having some ranchos and she's enjoying that. She's saying thank you very much for picking that. Aren't you? Cheeky.
This is what real life's like, isn't it?
What, feeding the dog?
Yes.
You are a spoilt girl, aren't you? Eh? Just spoilt enough, Mummy. Just spoilt enough. Anyway, you guys should have been here earlier. What time was it? About 4-ish?
I don't know.
I can't remember. Whatever time it was. The BBC News flicked up and said there's a result, and I screamed down the stairs, oh my God, they've stopped counting! But apparently that was all a lie and they haven't stopped counting. It's just a prediction, but
anyway,
whatever.
I've got a question.
I had a statement. Go on.
The question is, it's nothing to do with the election.
Oh, mine was.
You ask yours first.
We know the answer now because we looked it up, but we had to look it up. I said, hang on a minute. Everybody since...
Roosevelt.
Jimmy Carter.
Oh, yeah.
No, tell a lie. Daddy Bush, had had two terms, so the question had never arisen before. But if you only get one term and then somebody else beats you, can you stand at the election after that? And the good news for the world is, yes, you can. Let's do it all again in 4 years. Right, you carry on now, because I thought that was a very intelligent question.
Another question. If you don't win, can you stand again? Or would you just think, I'm not bothering? Like Hillary Clinton.
Oh, she didn't win any time. Do you mean if she had a done?
No, she lost.
Well, you'd have to get the nomination first, wouldn't you, the way it all works?
Ah.
So, yes, I guess you've got to get the nomination
first.
And they think
you'd lost last time, so you're not going to lose this time. Alternatively, they might think, well, you've got 4 more years' experience, so you might win. Anyway,
the world could be a totally different place in 4 years.
My question is nothing to do with the election. My question is, what two things would you least find, or do you least expect to find, blocking the pavement in the middle of November in Sale?
Least expect?
Yes.
Oh dear, that could be anything. You see, it wouldn't be a Guy Fawkes, because you'd expect that. Plus the fact it was Guy Fawkes night on Thursday. I don't know, let's open it up to the gang.
Yeah. What would you least expect to be blocking the pavement or sidewalk in America in the middle of November in Sale?
I'm looking at this. Kiva was begging for some apple. Now, Mike offered Lola some carrot. Still on the plate. It's like, what the hell is that? It's orange and it's a vegetable. Right. Shall we make a choice between a jumbone and a dentist egg?
Anyway, I'll give you the answer.
Well, they've not had enough time to guess yet.
Oh, okay then.
Jonathan says a snowman. He's not wrong, you know.
Snowman will be out there shortly. There's a house around the corner that has a huge plastic snowman. And they put that out.
Do you remember when we had real snow and we had a Dalek?
Yeah.
A snow Dalek. This was really well done. It was brilliant. Twitter will be happy for 5 minutes, then they'll be off again. They'll have the knives out for this one next.
Okay, the answer is a radiator.
Okay. Were they warming the pavement?
I'm assuming they've got a new one.
But well, I hope so.
Why not leave it in your garden instead of on the pavement?
No idea. That was Mummy's Got a Treat in Her Hand, but she's not actually given it me yet.
And the other one was a barbecue set. Complete with implements.
Tongs.
Tongs.
Right, are you happy now? Look at you. Not eaten in years. Not years, Daddy. Well, you've made a bad decision there, Lola, to shift because I had another one.
She can have that later.
Oh, she's adorable. You're most like, I've literally just said to Mike, whatever else you say, he didn't actually, Trump, take anybody to war, did he? In fact, he had peace in, what was it? That when he went to see that fella, Kim Jong-un, him. I think that was a highlight of his entire presidency. But it's not over yet. It's literally, we think he might have won. We've not finished the count, but it's heading that way. I don't understand it. We are so mired here in rules and regulations you would not be allowed to declare until you'd actually declared, if you're with me. It's bizarre watching this. It's fascinating, but quite crazy. Quite crazy. I made a mistake. You'll like this one. The Christmas films are on Channel 5. And Channel 5's a bit awkward. If it was the BBC, I could download them. If it was ITV, I could download them. But Channel 5, I can't download them. So I set my ITV to record it, which meant when the news came through about the count, although it wasn't the count, they were still just predicting, I thought, oh, darn it, can't put the news channel on. So I thought, I know what I'll do. I'll just randomly, I was already on YouTube sorting out the church mass, don't ask. And mind you, at least he wasn't floating in midair this week. Do you know what he had this week?
No.
A light following him. It looked like the light of God following him. Never mind. Anyway, it said live coverage of the election. So I clicked on it. Oh, it was an American news, massive air quotes, channel. How in God's name do you guys watch this? It was diabolical. It was. We would say it, looking at that, if that was the UK, it was more like Loose Women do the news. It was shocking. If you don't know what Loose Women is, it's a chat show hosted by women at lunchtime. And the conversations are just like, oh, no, make it stop. And it was a bit like that. That wasn't news how we know news. So you have my deepest sympathies trying to follow that.
She's back.
Oh, so you were confident then that the dentist stick would come out, were you? Is that right? You were confident about the dentist stick? Should we let them choose a colour? See which ones we've got, or do you want to choose the colour? If we've got six, we've got three of each. We've got three of each. Right. I'm going to take two out, and let you choose the colour. Brown one or a red one? Can't choose. Right, I'll swap them over. Which one do you want? She wants the red one. She went for the red one last time. I don't know what it is with these red ones, because they're all supposed to be the same flavour, aren't they?
Mm.
Three something. Triple something. Well, it's all in foreign language, but never mind. Anyway, there we go. The news is actually not news. It's all for ratings. You read the news. Clearly, I made a big mistake. I can't remember which channel it was, but I was incredulous. They had this guy on, and he was very passionate. But it was like, this isn't the news. It's a chat show. But it definitely said underneath, news. So, I wonder if I can find it. No, I don't want to see it twice. God, once was enough. And they were all excited, nearly crying. And I'm thinking, have you ever heard of impartiality as well while you're at it? Totally bizarre. It's like reading the Cliff Notes version. Yeah, I won't be watching it again. It was too much. Too much. Best news is Reuters. Anything that's short, because they start filling. I mean, the BBC have been filling since Tuesday. And it's the same stuff that's on over and over again. Every time you turn it on, you think, right, news. 2 days have gone by. There must be some different news. No, they're still talking about the counts and the hanging chats. It's like, but it's 2 days ago. When there's news, we'll know about it. Until then, stop it. But no, they've been going on and on and on. So luckily for me, I was recording three Christmas films. In fact, one was spooky. One was very spooky. Mum had a thing about the November dead list, didn't she?
Mm.
Before you start freaking out, Simon's going to love this. The dead list. It is a list of your dead. You know, like bring out your dead.
I used to think it was people who she wanted to die.
Well, she did kind of say that, didn't she, sometimes? Let's say what it actually is, and then we'll say how my mother changed
it. I'm going to put them on the dead list.
Yes. Yes, she used to do that. October was a month when a lot... You are... No. You're not having any more.
No.
No. You'd be sick. A lot of our family tended to die in October.
Come on, I'll take you out.
It was a bad month, was October. So it was a standing joke that when it came time to make up the dead list, which is a list of your relatives who have died, Mum was never short of people to put on the dead list because they'd all died in October. And then I met Mike and he'd never heard of the dead list before. It freaked him out. Because if my mum was angry with somebody in October, she'll say, I'll put them on the dead list. And he thought it was like voodoo. That you put people on the dead list that you didn't want to see anymore and they'd die. I know, you couldn't make this stuff up, could you? But it was the November dead list. Oh, dear, dear me. So, it hadn't been done since she died. This dead list, obviously. She missed out, died in December. So she didn't go on the dead list till the following year. But You know I go to Audible a lot. Well, there I am at Audible, minding my own business. And up pops, it says, you know, you listen to this, you might like this. And it was called The November Dead List. Well, I think Mike thought mum had risen again. Anyway, I looked at it and it turned out to be a BBC series, of which there had been two series. So it's a radio thing from the BBC. And it recommended it. So I'm looking at it and I thought, is it not on the iPlayer? You know, why would you have to use an Audible credit for this? Is it not on the iPlayer? Anyway, November Dead List, series 1 and 2, is indeed on the iPlayer. So I get to the iPlayer page up and I start looking. And the lady who played the lead detective in the first series was Nicola Walker, who does loads of stuff. She's a brilliant actress. So she must have been busy when they came to do the second one and somebody else had taken over. So I'm checking the cast out and I'm already thinking to myself, Mum and her dead list. And up popped one of the characters called Eileen, which was my mum's name. And I thought, this is getting spooky. I better not tell Mike. Oh, so it's been a good day. Good day so far. Oh, Simon, in the US, you pick a side and tune in for bias content. You can't really do that over here, can you? Because they're all as bad as one another. I don't think anybody supports half of them half the time. I have seen a couple of clips, though, that you're supposed to be able to see the full episode. But when you go to it, it says you can't watch it in your region. And I'm in the UK, so I don't know what the problem is. A couple of segments from Spitting Image. I love what they've done with Dominic Cummings. They've got him as an alien. And Boris is just Boris. Literally, he looks like Boris. He sounds like Boris. The things he says, Boris. But Dominic Cummings, absolutely brilliant. Whoever did that, absolutely fantastic. I thought that, Jonathan, no COVID news at all. You're lucky if you can get the dead figures in. It's as if COVID hasn't happened, which, if you think about it, was what happened with Brexit. This time last year, it was Brexit, Brexit, Brexit. And I thought, this is never going to stop. We're never going to get a news programme ever, ever again that doesn't mention Brexit. And then COVID hit. And that happened again this week with the election. So what's the next big thing that we can expect? Or do you think Brexit's going to come back and bite us on the backside? On account of the fact we're heading up to the date. I think it could, you know. Oh dear, not good. Not good. I said to Mike, what happened to real journalists who followed the news, you know, followed the truth? Probably died out with Woodward and Bernstein, wasn't it? Johnny COVID will be gone with Biden. Oh, they've come out to say we can go to concerts safely, have they? Settle down. Unbelievable. No, we're not going out, full stop. Never mind concerts and stuff.
She didn't want to come in.
No, she's fascinated with the fireworks. Yeah. Just wants to stand and watch them. She's adorable. Wasn't there a story the other day about a new strain of COVID that transferred from mink? Yes, that was in Denmark. So immediately they got taken off the transport corridor. I think that's all Danish folk, not just the minks. But don't quote me on that. It was a mutation as well. It wasn't just that the mink had... Why are people farming mink these days?
For coats.
But, you know, you'd be absolutely insane to wear a mink coat.
True.
Interesting. I wonder if they were rearing them for anything else. Anyway, they cull the lot.
What does ITA stand for?
I totally agree.
Ah.
You should know that, Mike, because you should totally agree with me all the time.
Oh,
right. Life is so much easier if you do. But you can see his face. He's not impressed. Oh, bless. They did kill all the mink. All the mink are now gone. But it's a bit like all the chickens that got it in Frodsham, isn't it? That avian flu had to come from somewhere. So I do wonder. I do. Anyway, apparently, folks, Jonathan caught up this morning, despite slipping by a point. Kim called it. We decided, Jonathan, she should be in charge of the election after that. Didn't cause any bother, did it? Kim said, and that was it. That's what happened. I don't think you're going to please both sides in America, no matter what, ever, ever again. Did it always used to be like this? Because I don't remember it being like this. I can only... The first election I remember was Carter Reagan in 80. I do remember Carter getting in, but we had to look up who he stood against, didn't we? Mm. And then it all got confusing around the Nixon debacle. But I remember 76, and I remember the ones after that, but it seemed to be more humorous after that. Dukakis in a tank and that. I mean, that didn't... I don't recall that getting quite nasty. It was just... They were just laughing at him. I don't remember it being nasty. Probably until... Well, I guess Hillary Clinton's... Mind you, Hillary Clinton's was getting quite naughty at the prelim stages, wasn't it? But I just don't remember it quite as nasty. Ooh, a journalist you like. There aren't many of those over here. See, Martin Bashir's in trouble now.
Well, he's dying of COVID.
Well, he's seriously ill with COVID, but what's it's had a dabble while he's ill.
Diana's brother.
Spencer. Right. I tell you who Spencer did look like in that photo, which was quite frightening. I saw the photograph and I thought, good grief, is that Prince Harry? And when they said it was a brother, I thought, oh, actually does red hair run in the family then? Because it's always just been assumed that it was James Hewitt. But he looked very much like his uncle. Very much. Let's have a look. Jonathan remembers his grandma having mink coats from the 50 plus years ago. Nowhere would take that, even the charity shops. No, they don't. It's like a real no-no these days. And yet you do still see it in fashion magazines, but it is frowned upon. My mum had a lovely fur coat, but it wasn't mink. Actually, I've got a funny story to tell about a mink coat, haven't I, Mike? Many moons ago, it was the year I left school, so I was 16. In fact, I was 15 at the time. I was a couple of weeks off being 16 years old. And my dad knew a guy who knew one of the players. And to get in the players' lounge, you needed to get a ticket off a player. It was as simple as that. I think each player had two tickets, but there's no other way in the place. The management aren't allowed in, the medics aren't allowed in, nobody but the players and the players' guests. So this guy got the two tickets from this player. One was for him and one was for dad. But he needed another one to get me in. Anyway, he managed to get another ticket off one of the other players who wasn't using it. And I wanted to stand where I usually stood in the ground. And so I did. Dad turns up to meet this guy. They've got tickets in the stand and he is petrified. I'm going to turn up in a pair of jeans. And my dad says, well, you stop worrying, stop worrying. She's fine. She's fine. She might only be 15, but she's fine. So when the game was over, I said goodbye to my mate and I heads off to the players' lounge entrance wearing a Mac. No, when I say a Mac, not a Macintosh. Mac. No, a Macintosh. A very thin waterproof coat. And he took one look and he was like, oh my God, you know, because you look like you were going out hiking. I said, just a minute. And the reason I'd worn that was it could have rained, you never know. But I actually wanted to cover up what was underneath it. Because what was underneath it was this navy blazer and a cream skirt. And a cream skirt, not the colour, to go to the matching. Trust me, you'd end up with pies all over it. So this coat was basically just to cover up what was underneath it. And it was so thin, I could roll it up and put it in my handbag. So I whipped it off, rolled it up, and there I stood in this fantastic outfit, even if I do say so myself. And the guy went, wow. I said, good, let's go in. So in we went. Bear in mind, it's the second week in May. It's the end of the season, last home match. We goes in and you've literally, you know, got the players, their wives, their girlfriends, and their visitors. And bearing in mind at the time, one of them was dating Miss World. You needed to be in posh enough company to feel normal, right? Well, there was one of the players' wives stood there and I knew exactly who she was. middle of May in a mink coat. And I knew it was a real mink coat because it had feet hanging off the bottom of it. It was the most vile thing I had ever seen. But talk about dripping with Aren't I Rich? And I thought, that looks absolutely vile. And all I had on was this like very light blazer. And she actually stood there the entire evening, wouldn't take it off. And I thought, how pretentious. You'd be shot for that now, walking up the street in mink. Diabolical. Oh. Oh, dear me. Are you still going on about this? It's all over. Well, actually, it's not, is it? Oh, I've got a question for you. This I did ask Mike, and we pondered it. What if he refused to actually leave the building? Although a lot of my friends are saying he'll lose interest and he'll leave the building before the end. But what if he didn't? What if he decided, you know, it's his White House and he's staying there? Would they send the army in or something? Is there a protocol for this? There isn't in this country, is there?
No.
No. The departing one usually leaves the front door. Their belongings leave at the back. And then the new one arrives and walks up Downing Street. And we've not had any of that messing around or shenanigans. So it'll be interesting. But what if he refuses to go? He loves his country too much, he wouldn't. He looked, I did take the entire thing the other night. He did a 30-minute press conference thing. And he looked upset. He did look upset. And I listened to the whole thing. And they're literally going mad on the news. Analysing every last word. I can't be doing with it. He'll get removed. I cannot imagine that. I really can't. It's turned into an episode of 24, hasn't it? No, I can't imagine it. We'll have to see. I think it'll all work out at some point. But they've not actually finished counting yet. So let's see how that goes. Anyway, we've got an exciting week planned, haven't we, Mike? He's totally forgotten the Apple event.
I haven't forgotten the Apple event.
I'm gearing up the credit card. That's what I'm doing. I want a Mini. I'd love it if the iMac came out, but it isn't going to. So I'm going to have to look at something else. And the Mini's top of my list at the moment. Did anybody order an iPhone Pro Max, whatever, that came out yesterday? Well, the orders were yesterday. He won't be a silent past president. Can you imagine if you're right, Kim, and Biden doesn't make the 4 years? Trump's going to be so full of I told you so. Told you he wasn't well enough. He really doesn't look well enough. He makes me nervy every time I see him. So I'm not watching anymore. I turned that off and I think I've still got the Christmas films recording. In fact, one of them was very interesting because I'm pretty sure you said you'd seen it or your mum had seen it. This is a different film, but it was still fascinating. Where's the film gone? It was called, because I'm very familiar with Christmas films, up to 2014, which was the year Mum died. But all of these were after that. And there was 2017, 2019 and 2019 today. And it said Christmas Under the Stars, 2019. And I thought, definitely not seen that one because I haven't seen anything since 2014 that's new. But when I looked at it, there's one of the actors, one of the main stars of it, is Autumn Reesa. And she was in the Thanksgiving Day Parade, which was one of my mum's absolute favourites. I remember getting that for her. I think it was a Region 1 and I had to rip it and put it on another DVD for it to play. She wore it out. She absolutely loved it. She had it on morning, noon and night. Only here it was called the Christmas Parade, but it was actually the Thanksgiving Day Parade in the States. She absolutely loved it. And it's the same actor. And I thought maybe she does a lot of Christmas films. And I actually wondered if it was a follow on. I'm not sure whether it was a follow on. But I shall find out. I will watch it and find out. But it reminded me of the Thanksgiving Day Parade, which was one of her favourites, her absolute favourites. What are you going on about? Hang on. Question for American friends. I get you can only do two terms of president. Can you do two terms of VP and then the two terms as president? That's a good question. That is a good question. You can't do president then VP. That again is an interesting point. Very interesting point. You think he'd be in prison for something? No, I don't think so.
You can in the Catanians.
Oh, I did say that, didn't I?
Do president and VP.
Whoever doesn't get to be president in America, there's a role going at Brooklyn's Catanians, if they're interested. Which I don't think they would be, but you never know. Oh, that's very interesting, Kim. I hadn't thought of that. If the president can't fulfil his term, then the VP takes over and be more than 8 years. That's genius. Why didn't we think of that, Jonathan? Are you just acting president then? Well, I said that to Mike about Gerald Ford, that he must have been VP to Nixon. And it turned out that was right. And then he stood against Carter and lost. No, there's not an acting president, is there? I know that from 24. Because it passes down. Isn't it? Didn't in one of these shows it get to the... Is it the leader of the House? If the president can't do it and the VP can't do it, then it keeps going. And it ended up, I think it was leader of the House or something like that. Not sure. Oh, but I still think he could stand again. And don't forget, you know, I'm just saying this to wind Simon up. Just when Simon thinks it's safe, even if he doesn't decide to stand in 4 years, can I just mention he's got 5 kids? And the one, is it Jared Kushner? There you go, there's 6. So I don't think it's the last you've heard. I wouldn't wish it on you. What I'd like globally is if someone could actually take over in every country and just actually improve the situation instead of it being very much me, me, me. All of them are as bad as one another. Like the one that got £6,000 to add central heating to his stables and the taxpayers paid for it. I mean, how do you get that on expenses? I will never understand that. Oh, Jared and Ivanka are both Democrats. Ooh, good point. Maybe they could stand the other way. That'd be... There you go. There, I've solved the problem, Kim. To get a Trump in as president, have to two kids standing against each other. And then you've got a dead cert. Donald Trump Jr. is a politician. Simon! Walk away. The one thing I don't like about the kids that very icky, the photos they put up with animals. Oh no, I can't even bear to look at them. I don't like that. That's like Boris and the rest of his family. That's true though, isn't it? His brother walked out on him, Joe Johnson, and said he couldn't support the Brexit thing. So he's already done that. And who? Oh, there were the other two as well in Labour. Miliband. Because they stood against each other, didn't they? When it was a foregone conclusion, David Miliband would win. Ed stood up. He got it. What a farce that was. I reckon we would have a totally different political landscape now if David Miliband had been in charge, because he would have been a stronger opposition to Cameron. But he disappeared off, didn't he? And he never came back. I thought after Ed went, he might come back and try his hand. Particularly with Corbyn in charge, you know, let him have his go and then stand. And I would have thought he'd have walked in, but clearly not. Ted Cruz. I've heard the name. What? Why have I heard the name? Has he stood before? Oh, hello, Mrs. Simon. How are you doing? Are you having a good weekend so far? Isn't it a farce, though? We've not actually finished counting on this one and we're all talking about the next one. Is it because we've enjoyed this one so much? I don't think so. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Anyway, who's going to try that video editor? Are you going to give it a go, Jonathan? The last we heard...
Now he's seen it.
Now he's seen it. Yeah. The last we heard from Jonathan last night, and I quote was, "Where's the catch?" When I was saying it was free and it was cross-platform and it was powerful. And down you went. Oh, Gerald Ford was never elected to VP or the presidency. How did he get to be VP? Was he VP? I thought he was the VP. I don't, obviously I was far too young to remember it. And my only, I think I did see, oh, what's that film? All the President's Men. I did see that, but I must admit, the first time round, I'm like, what's going on? So I had no idea. So I had to leave it till I was a bit older. This is what my lack of modern history did to me. Remember I said, I think you should have modern history. That would have helped greatly. But I really enjoyed it the second time round. As a film, it reminded me of Spotlight. Has anybody seen that one? That was an amazingly powerful film. I think it won the Oscar in the end, didn't it? There was no way it was going to, and then it did. But the tone of the film reminded me very much of that one. Spotlight was about the Boston Globe? Who did an expose about the Catholic kiddie fiddling incidents and exposed the whole lot. And the journalism was proper journalism. I think it was about 2000 or 2001. And the thing that made me laugh with it was they didn't know how to use a spreadsheet. And they'd got all of this data. And what they were trying to do was work out which priests had been moved on and when and how that coincided with accusations. And one said, "We'll put it in a spreadsheet." And the other said, "What's a spreadsheet?" And he actually got Excel out. And there's a scene in the film where he's sitting down showing him what Excel can do. Excel saved the day. Expose them all. It's a really good film, that, like that. He's a senator. Oh, right. OK. I mustn't get him confused with Ted Kennedy. He never stood, did he, for president? But there was talk. But he was a senator, wasn't he? I remember that. Remember that much. You've got peaceful protesting. Wow. You've done well. We didn't have anything like as bad a fireworks last night as we did on Thursday. We were really impressed. I think it might heat up later tonight. We've only had a few tonight. But the ones tonight have been not quite as loud and more to see in terms of like rockets that kind of are pretty. That's why the dog wants to stand and watch them. She's barking mad. Long may you have some degree of peace. Do you think they'll get to a point, Kim, where they'll have like protested themselves out? Is it the same people all the time, or are more people, are they agitating more people? Because that kind of happens here. There was a bad riots. What was his name? They shot this guy. The police shot a guy, and it turned into the worst London riots in a couple of generations. But after about a week, it all just quietened down. He tried to be president. Yeah, that's what I thought. Believe after you've killed someone, it's hard to get to the top. Was this the Chappaquiddick affair thing? I remember my mum telling me about that. And there was a couple of films as well, wasn't there? They do seem to be quite... A charmed life in some ways and cursed in others. You know, they're very well known and they're like America's royalty. But there's so much tragedy involved. Not just for them, for people involved with them. No, I don't think you can maybe get past that. Having said that, you know, anything goes these days. Honestly. Honestly. He was the third brother, wasn't he? So the first two, one was president, one was running for president. So I think there was more than three? There seemed to be quite a lot of them, but I think there could be sons and daughters and stuff. We don't get that much information over here. We just know of them to some degree. It was a car, that's right, wasn't it? And was he driving or not? And he saw blind he wasn't, but he was over the limit. Didn't it go off a pier? But got away with it in terms of there was no jail time or anything, was there? But terrible. And wasn't there another one involving a cousin that Mark Furman investigated from the OJ trial when he went to be a private detective because he had to leave the police? Martha... Is it Martha Moxley? I think I've seen the film. Again, that was just heartbreaking as well. He was the third brother. I've got it right. I think there's only one Boris here, isn't there? Mind you, there's a lot of baby Borises. Even Boris doesn't know how many baby Borises. But there you are. Oh, dear. It went off a bridge and he just left her in the car to die. No excuses for that. Must have been thinking about politics first. I don't know why I had it in my mind that maybe she died already in the crash, but clearly not. What a way. Oh, dear, no. That is a terrible way to die. It's quite quiet out there for a Saturday, isn't it?
It is now. It wasn't earlier.
Yeah, anyway, well, what's the theme we've got tonight? Remind me.
Occupations.
Ooh, occupations.
And some of them on this WhatsApp group are very tenuous.
More tenuous than some of yours.
As I'm typing them into the Google spreadsheet. Yes, much more tenuous than mine. 9 to 5, because it mentions work. Manic Monday.
Because it's Monday.
Because it's Monday.
Oh, these are bad. These are bad, Mike.
They're not mine. Mine are proper.
Are they?
Yeah.
I must admit, quite like the first one that's in there, so I'll stick that in.
Where's the one dedicated to Elaine?
What? Is there?
Yeah.
Oh.
From, Oh, yeah, I found it, Kim. I've got it. Yeah, we've got that one in there, Mrs. Simon.
We played that last week. That was so funny. We had Kath with us. She's not fond of the dentist and she had no idea Kim was a dentist. So when I shouted out and said, "This is for Kim," she came back and went, "She's not a dentist, is she?" Absolutely petrified. Oh, I love that. Do you know, some of these I've never even heard of.
Me neither.
The peanut vendor. Oh, I did say Pearl's a singer. I did say somebody would go for Pearl's a singer, but honestly, some of these. There's a lot of doctors in here. A lot. But I do prefer some of yours later on. Can't be any clearer than that, but some of these are good. Surely Jonathan's got one. Poor Kath. I think it'll take Kath a little bit of while to get over that. She couldn't. When I was having mine done, which went on for 2 years, none of this done in 20 minutes malarkey in the UK, she couldn't even bear to hear about it. You know, like somebody say, "Oh, have you been this week?" And be like, don't ask her. She can't even do that. No. Although I think she did go, possibly in the last 2 years. But it was like emergency treatment. That was it. She wasn't going back. I don't know how she copes. I don't. Mind you, I was as bad. Like, just keep taking the painkillers. You'll be fine. God, there's some stuff in here. Honestly, Mike, I've never heard of half of these.
Stand and deliver.
Oh, is that the Amazon man?
It could be. Or it could be a presenter.
Oh, it could be a presenter. But I was actually thinking of the Amazon man.
Right.
Right, turn that off or down. Because you're warm and it's getting warm. We've had to renege.
I'm half naked.
Tonight is the first night with the fire in the office. Why has the font gone weird? Have you been copying and pasting?
Probably.
Well,
where are you talking?
In the comments. It's all too dark by comparison to the rest of it.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's a good one from John and Petrina. Star Trekking across the universe. I love that one. Is Wendy coming? This is the question of the week, Kim. This is the question of the week. What was that dreadful song by the guy from the Garden version of Changing Rooms, If I Had a Hammer? Oh, what was his name? Mum liked him.
Tommy.
Tommy. I didn't realise he'd done a record.
I didn't.
Good grief. Go find it, Mike. I put some classics in.
Send in the Clowns.
Ah, everybody at Apple.
That's by Tracy.
I have got a good one later for Nina. Nina, pretty ballerina. Oh, and John and Petrina have already requested dentist. Excellent. Do you know, I've just read State Trooper as Super Trooper.
Homemade pizza night. And traces the dog's body.
Aww.
Can you send some over this way, Tracy?
What, pizza?
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be nice, that. So, yes, we're waiting for Wendy. We do have a delivery due. 9 o'clock, but if it's Wendy, she's usually early.
I'll take my phone off, what's it?
Oh, yes, she might want to ring you as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. 4 weeks running and she missed last week's. Ah, no. So, fingers crossed for Wendy. We'll see what happens there. I was fancying pizza for weeks and weeks and then just totally went off the idea. Don't know what's wrong with me. Was it Handy Andy? Oh, was it the guy? He was on... Oh, Big Brother, wasn't he? Oh, what was his name? He was from Liverpool. First winner. Craig.
Craig Phillips.
Was it him that had the song?
I don't know.
Tell you what, I'll look up the song and then that should give us everybody who's ever done it.
How long should it take for boot camp to partition a laptop disc?
That can take a while, but I've never personally done it. So anything I said would only be anecdotal.
Is that a song to be added, Simon?
No, I don't think it is. Right, if I had a hammer, Peter, Paul and Mary.
And who else have we got? Morning.
Johnny Cash.
I'd hammer in the evening.
Sam Cooke. Pete Seeger. Leonard Nimoy. That must be brilliant. No, Martha Reeves from the Vandellas, but I don't see the guy from... what was that called? Changing Rooms for Gardens. What was it called?
The one with Charlie Dimmock?
Yeah.
Charlie Dimmock, English gardener. Was it Garden Rescue?
No. No, it wasn't.
Ground Force,
that's the one. No, I can't find anything by any of those, so they're not in my system. That doesn't mean it didn't happen.
You know, she lost her parents in the tsunami.
Did she?
Yeah.
I knew...
Mother and a stepfather.
I knew the guy, you know, the old actor... Richard Attenborough.
Yeah,
he lost his daughter and granddaughter. Yeah. But no, I didn't know that. You see, there's something to be said for not going on silly holidays like that. I do remember the guy from Airport, though, Jeremy.
I remember Jeremy.
He was so good. He did adverts after that, didn't he? Doesn't he work in the Isle of Man now? I think he's the manager of the Isle of Man Airport. No, that would have been in the last 18 months. So that's where he is now, is in the Isle of Man. Andy Kane. Andy. I do remember that now you've said. I don't remember Maureen from Driving School because I never watched it.
I remember Maureen from Driving School.
Oh, good grief. You never guess who's on here, Mike. At number 5. Coming in on number 5, Mrs. Simon. I went to college with him. Stato. He's aged a bit, hasn't he? Good God, he's only 1 year older than I am. He's old enough to be my granddad, if I do say so myself.
Stato.
Oh, he even counts former manager Alex Ferguson as a close friend.
That's because he sat behind him, but we sat next to him.
Oh, I sat next to him. I'm a close friend then, am I? I didn't realise he'd been in movies as well. Crying out loud. Unbelievable. No, he was good, Jeremy. I remember Jeremy. But no, I don't remember Handy Andy that much. Dodgy name that too, isn't it? Dodgy. People have taken to the streets to celebrate Biden. No joy. Does this mean they're on the rampage again? Oh... Oh, happy birthday, baby Tracy. Baby Tracy's birthday. Andy, Andy's been in movies. No, keep up with the plot, Simon. Stato's been in movies. Stato was, well, his real name's Angus Loughran, but he's, which nearly said stage name. He's called Stato because he knows all the stats. It must be, what do you call that thing? Autistic, high functioning autism. The one where you can remember everything. That. He was on Fantasy Football League on BBC Two. But he was also a commentator. He commentated on horse racing and football. But it said he landed himself two movie roles, Mr. Bean's film and Mel Smith's Black Ball. He's still spotted at sporting events. Well, he would be. That's his business. And his dad was conductor of the Manchester Hallé Orchestra. And I went to college with him. So that's his claim to fame. He went to college with me, obviously. They're celebrating and COVID is over. At which point the figures will start going up again. Oh, for crying out loud. You have never heard of Stato. Simon. Do you remember Fantasy Football with David Baddiel and Frank Skinner? They were the cool dudes and the set was like a mock-up of a flat. And Stato was like the square companion. And he was there in every show to answer questions about, you know, when was the last time X scored. But he presented the entire thing in his gym jams and what looked like a smoking jacket. So he was just very, very square, which, to be honest, was pretty much him. And now I've seen that picture of him at Old Trafford. He does look the spit image of his dad now, doesn't he?
Mm.
You're not into football. That explains it. That'll be why. But he did do horse racing as well. In fact, he was bigger in horse racing than football. That was one of his passions. I think he married a lady who was also into... did her dad have horses or something like that?
Stato.
Hmm.
Oh, didn't know he was married.
Oh, God, yeah, he's got a kid as well. Crazy beans. Need to go and finish the cooking. Good night, Mrs. Simon. So, did he ever get a reply off Jonathan over whether he's going to try that software? Let me go back up and see if I did. Probably not. Not listening to me. And what else should we look at next week? Let's have a laugh. Go on, you'll all ask for different things. What would you most like to see next week? What would you like to see, Mike? Oh, Excel. Just saying. Is it?
Don't know.
Oh, you mean you might switch?
I'm all Excelled out.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Well, there you go. There's another slot then. So what would you most like to see next week? We've got 7 minutes to ponder it before we head off into By Request. Where I don't have a copy of If I Had a Hammer by Handy Andy. You'd like to see a new iMac with silicon. That's not going to happen this year. I'd be surprised if it did. In fact, if they brought out a 13-inch MacBook Pro with Apple Silicon, I think Jonathan would have every right to be peeved. When did you buy yours, Jonathan? How many months ago was that? Typefaces in Affinity Publisher. You're going to take a look at it. I think it's worth taking a look at. I did get the final video out of it. The one that I did originally was about 20 meg. And that one was about 90 meg. And I think it was no more than like a minute and a bit. But it was high def. And I'm not sure about showing the whole video on YouTube. Because I'd probably need licenses for all the stuff. Which I've got, but I just can't be bothered playing around with them all. It was during lockdown, you remember that? April. You don't think you'd be that upset? Nothing will work on it when it comes out. I've been surprised how many updates there have been to software. Don't know if you've seen it, but there has been, don't know if you use it, but there's an app called Default Folder. Absolutely love it. They've brought out an update, a not paid for thing, so it's an update to the existing one. But it quite surprised me because I had a totally different icon. And I thought, well, why would you change the icon mid-cycle? But it turns out to be so it matches the Biggles icons. You may recommend crazy. We're all never going to survive unless we're a bit crazy. That's a good point. Was it really April? Oh, wow. This year's just flown by, hasn't it? And yet, in other ways, it's dragged. I know what you're thinking. Oh, 2020. How will we ever forget you? I think we should dedicate crazy to 2020, don't you, Simon? That would make a lot of sense. What documents are you creating in Affinity Publisher, Jonathan? You're the second person to mention now that they didn't call it typefaces. I think it was typography. Typography in Affinity Publisher. I think that was what it was. To look back in my list, my little list. 1,001,001 settings on typefaces. You don't know what they do. There is a lot, actually. I'll give you that. There is. Very much depends on the font and what the font supports as well. But yes, there are a lot of them. I'll add that to the list. Oh, does it warrant a post-it note? Do you know, I've moved all my post-it notes out of the way. How am I living without my post-it notes, I hear you ask. Rome research, I reply. Just means shoving everything in there, keep the desk clear. Mind you, I've got a lot of checkboxes in there that need crossing off. Never mind, it'll all get done.
4 minutes to go.
Yes, to a post-it note. So you're interested in typography as well. Let's put it on a post-it note. Hear that? Hear that? That's post-it notes. Me flicking through post-it notes. Right. Point for anyone who can spell it properly. Typography. In Affinity. Publisher. Fireworks are gearing up, aren't they? Yeah. Said they would at 8. Not as bad as Thursday, though. So, not all bad. That was one of the clips that I saw of Spitting Image. It was Boris and Dominic Cummings, this alien Dominic Cummings, talking about Bonfire Night. He says, what are these mini explosions? And he said, it's to celebrate Guy Fawkes Night. And he's like, what's that? And he said, oh, you know, you're only joking me, you know. And then he explains what Guy Fawkes Night says, that you're celebrating the fact. Well, that Guy Fawkes tried to blow up Parliament. Are we celebrating the fact he tried or that he failed?
That's a good question.
Exactly. Anyway, Cummings said, so would I be revered like this if I blew up Parliament? And off he goes. I think Boris said was celebrating the fact he was hung, drawn and quartered, which is not pleasant. Not pleasant. There was a series on, wasn't there? I think it was actually called Guy Fawkes. It was on the BBC about a year or two ago. Oh, it was gruesome. I think I managed the first 20 minutes and I thought, no, I can't be doing with this. You've had a few fireworks like car bombs. We had those on Thursday. If we've sent them over to you, that's good. Because I don't need them anymore. You produced a few PDF policy guides. Mainly text-based, but for things like headers and subheaders and body text. Making the font look good, especially the former two. Press buttons and pray. Love that, Jonathan. Oh, do you remember P&P? It's supposed to be Plug and Play.
Yeah.
And it got rechristened Plug and Pray. That was mid-90s, I think. Jonathan, you'd have been at primary school. Do you know we got our first webcam when Jonathan was 3?
Oh.
That's scary. And I swear the one we had back then works better than the one I've got now, 27 years on, which I have said before and is very, very, very true. Not good. Not good enough. It's not. I'll have to put the link in as well for this series I'm listening to. The November dead list. I explained the dead list, Mike, and how freaked out you used to be. Thought it was like black voodoo. Right, it's 8 o'clock.
A minute to go.
But we've got a minute to go. Okay. Well, in that case, we can do the out. As much as you hate Bongo, he's totally clipped by Ming the Merciless. Cummings is just weird. Just, there's no words, is there? There's no words, I'm afraid. Boris is like, mind you, he's a clever guy, Boris. He's not as stupid as you would make out. And on that note, I'll say goodnight from me.
And goodnight from me.
And we'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.